If you identify as a woman and you're a man, cut it off. We're living in a crappy B-rated movie, people. Pray for Japan because it's not looking good. Japanese ghosts have a translucent stick up their ass and they want to kill everyone. Whereas Western ghosts just need a little help. What is up, people? It's another episode of Some Dumb Gaijin with your host, this guy. So, you know, the world is going to shit. We have Dr. Fauci doing experiments on puppies, putting their heads through cages and letting them be eaten alive. And that's the head of COVID. And it sounds like a made-up conspiracy theory, but it's real. It's a freaky, 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 crappy, weird world we're living in right now. And on top of that, the news is not reporting on things. The one thing that blew me away was that China went and they warned Japan that if you send in one troop, if you send in one ship, if you send in one plane, we will bomb you continuously with nuclear weapons until your unconditional surrender. That was something China said to Japan, and it's nowhere to be seen on Japanese media. And I should know, I check regularly. And it's just like, it blows my mind that they're not telling the people this, none of the young people in Japan give a shit about politics. And, you know, they might pay for it. It's scary shit. They're going to be unprepared if that shit hits a fan. And now US is in Taiwan and China already warned them. So we'll see what happens with that now, won't we? Sort of be all the doom and gloom. But yeah, that's the world we're living in. It's crazy, man. And in my own news, I was actually going to the doctor because I had problems with my heart. And the doctor goes, you know, that could be myocarditis. We actually have a lot of people that are coming out with that. So you should get it checked. And I was like, holy shit, really? Like 1 in 10,000 or whatever? Like, there's no way. But sure enough, she believed in it. I went and got tested and most horrible experience of my life at a doctor's, man. She sent me to emergency hospital. And then in there, they were freaking, it was so bad. There was people with COVID getting tested. There was old people taking off their masks and coughing in the room. And I was just like, Jesus, I don't have COVID. I have a heart problem and I don't want COVID. So what the fuck am I doing here? It was just a big clusterfuck. And I got all these tests and I'm waiting for it now. But basically, scary shit. And it's weird. And then when I did my myocarditis heart test, it was a young nurse, like maybe in her 20s or something. And she comes to me and she's just all mad. She's putting up the machine on me and everything. And I'm just like, oh, you having a bad day? She goes, oh, no, it's just, you know, all these people come in and they all think that they have heart problems. And, you know, myocarditis isn't even a fucking disease. And I was like, should I argue with this bitch? Like, this is weird. And she's like, there is no proof that myocarditis is caused by the vaccine. And it's like, I never said it did. My doctor told me that it did and sent me here. It's not my freaking choice to get these heart exams. And she was like, oh, okay then. Like, what the fuck? This girl was insane. Like a young nurse, you know, they're supposed to be trained for all this stuff. And then to top it all off, the icing on the cake. I go back to my doctor and she goes, why didn't you get the heart exam? And I was like, I did. And she goes, well, they didn't send me anything. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, that's how bad this shit is right now. She didn't even send the documents needed to go to my doctor. Like, wow, really? And then, of course, you know, with the Fauci and all that shit, Corona is just insane. And I'm sure we've all heard enough of that. So that's about as far as I'm going to go with that. Anyways, point being, be safe, people, because there's people that don't know what the fuck they're talking about or even doing in the professionalism that's supposed to be there. All right. And then even more ridiculous news. The last podcast, we talked about Dave Chappelle being canceled. Now they're going after Michael Myers. Yes, a fictional character from the new release movie, Halloween Kills. Because in the movie, they were, they were Exclusive? No, fuck. Wow, shit, I can't speak English anymore after coming back from Japan. No, they were inclusive. They included a gay couple into the movie, and yes, they did get killed, but the LGBT community now is saying that's homophobic to include a gay couple in a horror movie, I guess. And now they're saying that Michael Myers, a fictional character, is homophobic, and that the movie should be canceled. What the bloody fuck? Like, how far are we going to go with cancel culture till we realize that we should just fucking beat the crap out of these people that are trying to change everyone's, like, movies and worldviews? On top of that, even going further into that, recently Quebec passed a goal, which, or a law, or bill, whatever, that said, if you identify as a woman and you're a man, cut it off. And vice versa, if you're a woman and you identify as a man, put it on. And all the trans community is like, that's not fair, that's not, blah, you know, blah, 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 blah. But you know, I think every normal person in the world could be like, yeah. I mean, if you want to say that you're a man, why don't you experience what it's like a man between the legs? I mean, we do. Some of us carry some hefty baggage, people. But yeah, so basically, that's just where the world is at right now. It's like a really shitty movie that just keeps getting shittier. Like, the actor's acting just keeps getting worse and the plot keeps getting worse. We're living in a crappy B-rated movie, people. Yep. And then, you know, I've been just trying to think of ideas for this podcast. I'm getting like one or two of you commenting each time. And I mean, one or two of you, I treat you like it's 1 million people. I thank you. And I thank all the fans. You know, but it is what it is. But it gets really discouraging, you know, when you go from Japan and you had, I think I had 15K on my Instagram and I had my YouTube going just up, 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 up. I went from 1K to 6K in like less than a year or something. Fucking crazy shit. And then I come back to Canada. I'm starting from the bottom again. Basically, I gave up being on TV. I gave up everything. And it's a grind. And more so in a grind is my style of English comedy is a little bit rough or rude or whatever the fuck they want to call it. But just don't call it, what's the word? Dark humor or whatever. It's just me. It's my humor. And yeah, it's not great for Vancouver PC, that's for sure. But it is what I do and that's my style of comedy and I'm going to keep doing it. But I hope you guys enjoy. I'm going to put out a roast battle right before this video. And you can see how how brilliant. Can I say that about myself? I think I can. But basically, I put my jokes. I had 5 jokes to roast this guy in a row. And all he told me was, like, I'm Chinese. And I was like, okay. And he's like, oh, these are my favorite bands. And I'm like, I can't roast him on a band. So I was like, well, it has to be about him being China, you know? So I'm like, okay, so how can I make smart jokes about China without just being like every other roast battle you see on YouTube where it's like, oh, you eat cats or, you know, one child policy, blah, blah, blah. So I try to be smart with my jokes and I created 5 good jokes. And in them, I think the last 3 were about China or Chinese. And then the first 1 or 2 were not. And you can see how the crowd starts to laugh. They're on my side. And then once I go China, they just throw me in the garbage, like, you know. And you can also tell in the crowd, like, they're wondering, like, can we laugh at that? You hear some people laugh, you hear some people quiet. And I think even one girl yells in the middle of my set, like, you're racist. And I was just like, okay, thank you very much. Because people now, they're thinking comedy is just like statements and opinions. But, you know, I sit there and I write jokes to make people laugh that has nothing to do with what I think. Well, I mean, maybe a little bit. But when it comes to racism and shit like that, you're playing on stereotypes. You're playing on what other people think. And for people to call me racist, it's like, bitch, you have no fucking idea. I have dated nothing but like people of color and Asian girls because I think they're beautiful and I think they're wonderful personalities and wonderful in every fucking way. It's just white girls that I don't like. No, I'm just joking. But yeah, people, and you know, it was just a fun event. It was a fun roast battle. I didn't win, and you'll see why I didn't win. I mean, the judges just kept saying I was racist the whole time, not even judging my jokes. But the fact that my jokes were pretty good, they also didn't want to just flat out say that I lost either. So it's really, PC, I guess. I don't know what to call it. But the coolest part was when I went outside for my break, two Asian girls came up to me, a really young one, maybe 18, and then her mom, or maybe an older one that was maybe like 40, 50. And the young one was just like, you know what? I've never seen someone be so racist as a white person before. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, uh-huh, whatever, okay. And then her friend comes up, or I don't know if it was her friend, but the other Asian lady comes up and she goes, you know what? It wasn't my type of comedy, but you know, I laughed and I thought it was very entertaining. Good job, kid. And I was like, someone understands comedy. And she was really cool. And only one person ever said that. After the show, four people came up. They wanted to party and drink with me. And a similar thing happened the last live show. What did I do again? Oh, yeah, I just did some jokes about being in Japan. And, of course, a table of white lesbian girls said that I was racist, of course, and were heckling every comedian in the show. And so when they heckled me, I basically called them out and shut the heckle down, basically. And they weren't too happy with that. So after the show, I could see them glaring at me. I'm like, fuck, they're gonna jump me in the parking lot. But nothing happened. And when I asked them, I was like, yeah, how am I racist? Because I'm talking about my life and experience with most of my life being in Japan. And they're like, well, you know, it's just racist. They didn't have any argument against it. And the best part was I used an example with a black person in there and they were just like, oh my God. And there was a black woman in the crowd who came up after my show and was like, you know what? You made some good points about comparing black culture to Japan. Basically, I was saying like being a white boy born and raised in Japan, which there's many Russians, many different people from all over the world. I even met an English guy that was born with two English parents, whiter than a ghost. And he was born in Japan and he spoke no English whatsoever because his parents spoke like a little Japanese and they put him in a Japanese public school. So he was forced to learn Japanese and he had shittier English than a Japanese kid. But no one upon looking at him would ever think that he was Japanese, but he is. Japanese nationality and Japanese culture, right? Just, you know, judging the skin. But anyway, so the black girl loved it. White girls hated it. And I was just like, is this really what's going to happen every time I get up on and do comedy? Like people are just going to see racism because I'm a white, single, straight male. And I'm talking about different cultures that I know more than these people that are calling me racist for. Like, yeah, it's just tiring. If you can understand my point of view. But anyways, back to the roast battle. I had a fun time. It was great. My opponent, Jeffrey Liu, is a man of Chinese descent. We made sure all of our jokes were fine with each other. We had no rules. We both shook hands. We're still friends after. But a lot of people are going to say my jokes are racist. But you know what? Fuck them. And now, since it's Halloween, I thought that we'd get into some spooky stories. Is this even scary anymore when you do this? Or do you just look like a pedophile searching for a youngin'? But anyway, so I thought that I would tell some people some ghost stories since it's almost Halloween. And truth be told, I've never seen a ghost, but I've had some messed up, creepy, unexplainable experiences. So the first one was when I was a kid, maybe 4, 6, 8 years old, something like that. I have a bad grasp on time. So I lived in this one house, and when I was about 4 or 6 or 8, I would have this closet door, and then I'd had my bunk bed over here, and one night the door just opened and this what looked like it was drawn with like blue lines, and you know, in a dark room all I saw was blue lines, and it was a witch that came out and she was laughing and she was like ah ha ha and creeping towards me, and I had sleep paralysis, so I was awake but I'm in my bed and I can't move, so I'm like trying to yell for my mom, but my voice won't even come out. And eventually, after about 2 minutes or something, like the witch object is right out the door. is when my voice came out. And I'd yell for my mom, and my mom would slowly come in. And by the time she came in, the witch closed the door, my closet. Closet. And it happened like 8 times. And I even remember one time that I think it was right when I woke up, something grabbed my leg and dragged me into the hallway. And eventually, here's where it gets creepy, my mom called a priest and blessed the house. And then it was done. And even more creepy, I later found out in life, I had a bunk bed, and on the top bed one time was my cousin. And he saw the same thing. Isn't that creepy? At 20 years old, my cousin admits that when he was 6 years old, he saw the same thing. And even more creepy, my sister, to piss off my mom, painted her walls black with a giant pentagram over a Jesus painting. And that shit probably is what caused these things to come into my life. But interesting enough, the shape and the look and the art or whatever the hell I saw is very similar to what you see on DMT. So sleep with that one at night. Maybe it was an entity, maybe it was a demon, maybe it was a ghost, or maybe it was something else I saw. But whatever it is, that shit scarred me for life, and it's always in here. And in other news, I mean, the only other cool ghost stories I really know is I know Japanese people say they see him a lot. I knew a girl that she said her sister or something saw ghosts constantly. And then another Japanese person said the same thing and that she had to get laser eye surgery to remove something. And I guess this is an operation you can do in Japan. But yeah, how crazy is that? They get surgery so they can't see ghosts anymore. Trippy, yeah. And you know what? I just remembered, I almost forgot, there actually is a another ghost story that I did. So when I was in Japan, I was parked in this gravel-like parking lot in the countryside of Japan with an ex-girlfriend of mine. And all of a sudden, we're like in this serious discussion, and all of a sudden I heard running on the gravel. Like footsteps. And me and her all of a sudden had this really creepy like vibes. And she's like, go, go! And I was like, holy shit, yeah, I gotta go. And I started the car, I drove off as fast as I could, but there was no one there. And as we're driving, we're looking in our mirrors and we're like, what the hell was that? And that's very common in Japan, creepy enough. But ghosts in Japan and ghosts in the West are very different. Like when I grew up, basically everyone that said they saw a ghost, they were just friendly or normal or, you know, they're there. And it's scary, but they never like haunt or like poltergeist attack anyone or anything. Even my stepdad has a really creepy damn ghost story. And basically, yeah, I'll say it. He told me a story of this, his friend's house that he used to go to. And every time he'd go and he'd be in the bathroom and he would brush his teeth, he would look in the mirror. And one night, boom, right behind him was a little boy. And I was like, well, were you really scared? And my father was like, no, he just was there. And I was like, damn, I would be scared shitless if I saw that. But my father said, you know, he came every time I would go. And every time he'd brush his teeth, there was a little kid. And one time his buddy was moving out of that house. And as he was moving out, he had this brand new baby puppy. And when he moved out, I guess a car hit the baby puppy and killed it. And when my dad looked back at the house, there was a ghost boy holding a baby puppy, waving goodbye at him. And he swears to God that's a true story. He wouldn't make anything up like that. He has no mental illness. He has nothing like that. So I full-heartedly believe him on this story. And it's creepy, but at the same time, you know, you're like, oh, he's just a little Casper, a friendly ghost, right? But yeah, and that's most of the stories. All the other people I met in Canada or America that have met ghosts say the same thing. You know, they see someone and that's it. But in Japan, ghosts are another story. Originating from the original tale of Genji, I believe that's where it kind of started, the image of the bad, vengeful spirit ghosts in Japanese culture that you see in Ju-on or The Ring. Basically, that tale of Genji was a story of this ghost with long black hair and a white robe and, you know, vengeful, wanting to kill whoever wronged it or whatever. So in the West, we have kind of like a Sixth Sense ghost where They're not trying to harm anyone. They just have unfinished business. But in Japan, if a ghost is murdered or wrongfully died, they hold a grudge that they just want to take out on anyone they come in contact with. And Japanese full-heartedly believe this. That's my word of the day now, full-heartedly. But Japanese fully believe this, and every Japanese person I've met that's seen a ghost is like, they're fucking scary. And I personally don't believe in the vengeful spirit. In Japan, everyone I know that's seen a ghost that doesn't have like the eye open or whatever, they run away right away, or they get scared and they hide and they wait for it to disappear, or most of them run away. Let's say that. Most of them are runaway. They're not samurais anymore. They are. There's some pussies out there. But they run. And I say that, but I would run the fuck away too. But anyways, all the people I know ran away. So they never sit to talk with the ghost. They don't communicate with the ghost. They just get scared and try to get away because they feel like the ghost is going to kill them because of the tale of Genji and the history they have with that and the fucking scary movies they have on ghosts. But yeah, you know, I think that Japanese ghosts are no different than Western ghosts. They just want to be helped or have unfinished business, but no one gives them the time. They're the loneliest ghosts of all. But yeah, that's the difference between Japanese and Western ghosts. Japanese ghosts have a translucent stick up their ass and they want to kill everyone. Whereas Western ghosts just need a little help. I get by with a little help from my friends. Woo! Yeah, pretty much. But anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. A little bit of a Halloween theme, a little bit of updates, a little bit of fuck, our world is fucked. And a little pray for Japan because it's not looking good. And yeah, have a great Halloween. I think I'm going to watch Squid Game, although that's not really horror themed. But yeah, so enjoy your day and we will see you next time on Some Dumb Gaijin. Honda mata na. Peace.